We have seen his star in the east and are come with gifts to worship the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we have our first Thursday Mass, delayed 1 week because of New Year's Day, the special prayer is being offered today for the sanctification of all priests, especially for our own priests who will be saying that prayer after Mass today, children. Today I want to tell you, though, about a saint who wasn't a priest, they think, but he was a prophet. Now remember, children, that when the Magi, the wise men, came, we know not where, but someplace from the east, they saw the star. But they didn't see the star all the time. It appeared and disappeared, and it led them towards Bethlehem. But the kings, thinking that Jerusalem, the royal capital, where the king was and the high priest in the temple, would be the logical place for the baby to be born, went there. But the star did not shine over Jerusalem. Why? Because there was no faith there, nor was there any love for our Lord. It was a dark place. The king was interested, Herod was, because he thought that our Lord would be his rival, and he wanted to kill him. And for the high priest, they weren't interested in the least. Oh, they said, blowing the dust off the scroll, yes, here it is. He's going to be born in Bethlehem, and you want to go that way. And that's all they said. That's all they cared about. They were wanting to make the king, Herod, happy, and make themselves happy by an easy life, lots of money, and pleasures, and that's all. So there was no star for Jerusalem. And 70 years later, our blessed Savior destroyed that city in the most dramatic and terrible fashion. There were wars and rebellions and every kind of tumult and murder and starvation before it happened, and then afterwards, the Romans crucified anybody that hadn't died of starvation or been killed by a fellow Jew. And the whole city was destroyed, leveled to the ground, and sown with salt as a punishment from God, because our Lord said they did not know the time of their visitation. They had plenty of chances by the prophets who came to them. And you might say the last of the prophets before John the Baptist to announce our Lord's coming were these men from the east, the wise men. But they didn't listen to the Jerusalemites, and they didn't care. Today I want to tell you about a prophet. His name is St. Severin, and he came from the east. And nobody knows where he came from and what his background was, although they say he must have been of noble birth because he spoke Latin very well. And he just appeared one day towards the end of the Roman Empire, in what is today the country of Austria. And he started preaching. It seemed he had been a monk in the east first, but the Holy Ghost sent him to Austria, which they called Austria then, to preach God's word. He rang the church bell and he got everybody into the church, and he told the priests and he told the people, as Jonah the prophet did in Nineveh, that they had better start fasting and praying and being merciful to each other, because the enemy would attack them very soon. And the priests didn't care. And the people didn't care. They had a turkey on and they had to get home to have dinner. And everybody just listened politely and they all left. And they smiled to themselves thinking, wonder who that funny monk was. Well, the barbarians came. And they destroyed the entire city. Terrible punishment from God. And the only one who escaped, aside from the prophet St. Severinus, was the sacristan, an elderly old man who had believed the prophet and had taken care of him. And the two of them went to the next town along the road, and this is near the Danube River, and this time he gave the same sermon in the church and the same reaction. The old sacristan started telling people, look, I saw it with my own eyes, what happened. And in this town, the barbarians were already ruling them, and the civilized Romans were having a very difficult time getting along with barbarians. It's never nice to have barbarians as the ruling class. It's a punishment from God. So when the sacristan told the people, "It's all true, I saw it," they believed the prophet, Saint Severin. And they started to clean up their lives, and they went to confession, and they started to pay their just debts, and to be kind and merciful, and to fast, and go back to the sacrament. And God made a wonder. He sent an earthquake to this city, and the earthquake so disturbed the barbarians, since they were barbarians, they hadn't studied in school about earthquakes, that they thought the world was coming to an end, and it was at night, and to boot God and his goodness, confused the barbarians in their minds, and they all went outside the city and slew each other with a sword. And the city was delivered. And then from then on, everybody listened to St. Severinus. All up and down the Danube he went. He was an unusual figure, like John the Baptist. He didn't wear shoes, and he didn't wear stockings or boots or anything. When it was as cold as it was today, as it is today, and the Danube River froze over, and the only bedding he used was his hair shirt, which he put down on the bottom of his cave at night. And his cave was so low he couldn't even stand up. And he never ate anything until after sunset. And he had a group of followers, and they were all very holy men, and they helped him to preach the word of God and convert people. He had one follower whom he loved very dearly, and I think his name was Bobosculus. And this poor man had sore eyes for 40 years. And even though St. Severin worked many miracles, he never healed his disciples, because as Father Solanus, who was a very holy priest in Detroit in the 1940s and 50s, said to a fellow Capuchin, he said, "Oh no, this is not for us." In other words, we have to offer a penance. So that's what they did. They offered a penance. And so our saint, like the Magi from the East, single-handedly saved and converted what would be the Catholic nation of Austria by preaching the word and the punishment of God. One time there was a very wealthy woman who was hoarding quite a bit of wheat, of food, and unless she would be converted, that part of the country would have been terribly punished. But she was converted, and she shared her food with others, and our Lord worked another miracle, and the river that was going to carry the food had been frozen, it was a cold winter day, and it all melted. And so that the barges, the food could come to feed all of the hungry people. That's our saint today. He's a wise man from the East, children. We don't have too many like him anymore, too many prophets, or too many saints, or great signs and wonders, because we're getting pretty close to the time of the end and the terrible punishment that will come from God on all of us, because so many people are so wicked. But let us learn the lesson ourselves. Each day is a gift from God. Today, have you told any lies yet? Have you been unkind or lacking in mercy? Have you been careless or not prayerful? Have you been not paying attention? Whatever your sins are, children, confess them to our Lord during the Holy Mass. Ask Our Lady to pray for you. And if you're able to make your communion today, offer your communion to make up for your sins and for the sins of others. Let's learn the lesson of the Magi and the star of the Epiphany. Didn't shine over Jerusalem, and it's probably not shining over Cincinnati either, but the star of faith could shine over this church and over your heart, and you could help by doing a little penance for someone else. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.